washiness in him.
在他的身上没有一丝的动摇。
And today we're going to look at how that doesn't serve the gospel.
今天呢，我们会讲一下他这种一丝坚定不移是怎样来传福音的。
Being wishy-washy with the gospel is about as futile as trying to walk on these eggshells.
如果你的福音有一丝动摇的话，就像刚才 Xavier 在这个鸡蛋壳上走路一样。
It didn't change anything. It was futile.
不会改变任何东西。
Let us pray.
来，让我们大家一起祷告。
God, again, I thank you for the opportunity to share from your word. I pray your Holy Spirit would empower us to proclaim who you are, Jesus, and what you've done. We pray that we would know you better and be inspired to serve you and love you greater. In the great name of Jesus, amen. So let's go ahead and read together Acts 13, 2 and 3.
让大家一块儿读《使徒行传》十三章二到三节。
In any language you prefer. While they were worshiping,
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。于是进食并祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去。
So this was happening in Antioch.
所以这件事发生在安提阿。
That's this first Antioch here.
大家一起看地图。
And they were getting ready to be sent off to the other Antioch up here.
所以他们已经准备被从这边的安提阿送到另外一个安提阿。
They spend some time proclaiming the gospel here, and then they make their way up here.
他们花了一点时间在塞浦路斯传道，然后去了安提阿。
So let's read the next passage.
所以我们大家一块读另外下一段经文。
From Perga, they went on to Pisidian Antioch,
前行
on the
Sabbath,
they entered the synagogue
and sat down.
After reading from the law and prophets, the synagogue rulers heard them saying, brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak. So picture the synagogue.
让我们大家来想象一下这个会堂的景象。
Perhaps it was an open building about this size or a little bit smaller.
可能呢是一个比较开放的空间，像我们教会这么大，或者可能更小些。
And these buildings served as their community centers. They would have festivals and parties.
所以这个建筑呢是被用作社区中心的。
They would have their worship services there.
祷告会在这里进行。
And they had benches around the edge.
墙边上呢都放满了凳子。
And then perhaps something not used as a podium, but something like a podium where they would place their scriptures on.
可能会有一个讲台，上面会放这个用于写这个圣经的经文。
That's where the what we consider our Old Testament was there.
旧约经文。
And then they would have a worship service that included prayer, the reading of scriptures, and perhaps some sort of sermon.
会有一个聚会，就是说能够有祷告、有读经，还有劝勉人的话。
And Paul and Barnabas are seated around the edge.
保罗和巴拿巴就坐在众人之间。
Have you ever thought, well, why did they ask Paul to speak?
大家有没有想过为什么保罗会被要求出来给大家讲劝勉的话？
I think that there are two reasons.
我觉得有两个原因。
One was his position.
一个是他的地位。
And two, his attitude.
另外一个是他的态度。
His position.
首先我来讲一下他的地位。
He was a Pharisee.
保罗是法利赛人。
Perhaps he still had the fancy robe on and everything.
也许他还穿着自己很华丽的道袍。
And he had he was respected. He was able to land an internship with the esteemed Rabbi Gamaliel.
他是很被人尊重的而且他呢实际上曾经受教于一个非常受人尊重的这个犹太的法律的这个大师叫做加玛利。
So this would be like someone at the University of Oregon.
这个就像有人在 UO.
And they're a well-respected student.
是一个很好的学生。
And they land an internship with Professor J.
受教于 Donald 弟兄。
And the people hear about this. Oh, you study under Teacher J.
所以众人都知道这个保罗呢曾经受教于这个加玛利。
Please come share with us.
所以大家都想从那里学到一些东西。
See, each one of us has a unique position that provides us opportunities.
所以其实我们每个人都有一个独特的地位，能够有独特的机会为神所用。
Opportunities to share the gospel.
每个人都有这个宣讲上帝福音的机会。
Those who work at schools, They have an opportunity because of some authority and influence.
那些在学校工作的人呢，其实是有一定的这个权威式的影响。
Those of you who work in the hospitals, that you have opportunities because you're ministering to people who are suffering and are in need, and they listen.
那些在医院工作的人呢，实际上可以通过在救死扶伤中呢传道。
Business leaders, everyone, there's always an opportunity.
Okay. 商界的人士呢，经理们也都有自己的机会。
We can use our position in the community to make Christ known.
我们可以用在社区中我们自己独特的地位呢，传讲上帝的福音。
I've been in a lot of churches.
我去过很多的教会。
And I have never seen such a small church with so much potential of influence.
我还从没有看到有这么一个我们虽然规模小，但是却有很大潜力的教会。
We can use our position of influence for the glory of God.
我们可以用我们自己的地位，用我们自己的机会啊，来宣讲上帝。
Now, certainly, we must be shrewd in this.
当然了，我们要聪明。
We don't want to lose future opportunities to share the gospel.
我们不想失掉。未来宣扬上帝的机会。
And we're called to be courageous, not careless.
我们是被要求有勇气宣讲上帝，但并不是鲁莽的去宣讲上帝。
So not only did Paul use his position, but he also had the proper attitude.
保罗呢，不但充分利用了自己的这么一个地位，而且呢，是用这个用地位宣讲上帝的时候，是充满了自己的热情。
Right, he made the most of his time in church. I don't know if you said that.
他充分利用了这个时间。
So.I don't believe that Paul was one that kind of weaseled his way up in front.
我不相信呢，保罗是像黄鼠狼那样挤到这个台前。
At the same time, he wasn't hiding in the back and in the shadows, hoping not to get called on.
同时呢，我也不认为他是藏在这个最后一排，希望自己不被叫到。
I've noticed that church is a lot like school.
我观测到呢，这个教会很像学校。
There's all sorts of different personalities in the class.
课堂中呢，有学生是有各种不同不一样的个性。
There's always the class clown.
经常有课堂中的小丑。
The one who's arguing with everybody.
经常有学生总是和老师这个争论。
The teacher's pet. We don't have any of those up here.
还有就是总是坐在第一排的老师的这个宠物学生。
But there are two general categories.
但基本上有两个大类学生。
There are the active students and the passive students.
一个是积极的学生，主动的学生；一个是被动的学生。
The passive students are those who just come in.
这个被动的学生呢，基本上就是只来上课。
They just want to make sure that they get marked for attendance.
他们来的目的呢，就是为了老师能够标记一下他们出席了。
They sit in the back, they play on their phone, they chit chat, they sleep.
他们坐在后面玩自己的iPhone, 睡觉，有的时候聊天。
Now they're there because for some reason they think it's required.
他们来上课是因为他们好像觉得自己是被要求来
的。But hey, at least they're there.
但至少他们来了。
And somehow, by the process of osmosis, they will get something.
可能呢，也会被动地接受一些有用的东西。
Okay. But then you have the active student.
那第二类学生呢，是积极主动的学生。
I picture Paul as a very active student.
我想象保罗呢，是一个主动的学生。
Right, he might not have been up front.
他可能并不是坐在第一排。
But he was certainly engaged, taking notes and paying attention.
但他一定是非常投入的，做笔记的，非常注意力集中的学生。
Paul, like Sylvia,
就像 Sylvia 一样
was ready to be called upon.
Okay, 是非常的时刻都已经准备好了被上帝所用。
And I see this because of Paul's great understanding of the Old Testament.
我看出这些呢，是因为我看出这个保罗呢对旧约非常的了解。
And you could read from his letters that he had such a deep understanding of theology and the issues of today.
从他的书信中，你可以看到他对当时圣经中的这个事件呢有很深的考虑。
Yeah, his today. Let me be clear about that. So he was able to wrestle theologically and make sense of things.
他呢理解这个理论，而且能够从中得出一些有用的道理。
And he was not afraid to make the point, to stand up for something.
而且他从来对这个为神的话来站起来说话而感到畏惧。
I believe that there are passive and active people in church even today.
我觉得在教会中也有主动和被动两种教众。
Church is a missionary training ground.
教会呢是传福音的训练中心。
And I don't mean long-term foreign missions, go to Papua New Guinea or Mongolia or something like that.
我并不一定只是那些到海外长期传道的人。
We are here to be trained to serve as Christ's ambassadors to our families, our friends, our coworkers.
我所讲的是为我们周边的人传道，像家人啊、朋友啊、学生啊、同事等等。
To make Christ known to the folks at the gas station or at the grocery store.
甚至把福音传给这个加油站的工作人员和这个商店里面的收银员。
So position and attitude.
所以两点我要强调，一个是你的地位，一个是你的态度。
Which is why I chose Sylvia.
这是我为什么选 Sylvia 的原因。
Someone I know and respect.
Okay. Sylvia 我认识很久，而且很尊重。
And someone active in church, someone who is involved and pays attention.
Sylvia 积极的投入到教会的事工中。
Those active in class and those active in church are more prepared for the opportunities that are presented to them.
那些在课堂上和教会中很积极投入的人呢，可以说是时刻都准备着为神所用。
So Paul was respected and engaged.
所以保罗呢是被尊敬的，而且是很投入的。
And he seized the opportunity.To proclaim Christ.
而且他利用了一切的机会为神说话，为神说话。
His message is follows this, and it's about 30 verses. So instead of reading it, I'm just going to summarize it.
这以后的这个经文呢，大概有30节，所以为了省时间呢，我就不在这里读了，而是把它总结一下。
So this is his message to the synagogue at Antioch, and there are four main points.
所以这个Paul 的这个经文呢，一共有四个主要的方面。
Jesus is the promised Messiah.
第一点，Jesus 是被应许的救世主。
Jesus resurrected as promised.
正如经上所应许的，Jesus 是从死里复活了。
Forgiveness through Jesus is proclaimed.
宣告这个通过 Jesus 来实现救赎。
And then there is a brief warning for those who reject the lordship of Jesus.
最后一点呢，就是保罗有一个简短的警告，就是对那些这个不接受基督耶稣的人。
What I noticed about this message is that it was very straightforward.
我注意到从这四点讲道中呢，有一个很大的特点，就是这四点非常的直截了当。
He wasn't walking on eggshells.
保罗呢，并没有是这个谨慎的走在这个蛋壳上。
Paul would have made a terrible politician.
这种直截了当呢，可以说如果保罗想当政客来讲，是一个很糟糕的政客。
Have you noticed how many ways that politicians avoid making a point or settling on a side?
大家可以看到很多次，很多这些政客们都会回避问题，没有直截了当的去解决问题。
We laugh at this in our home. We say senator.
Okay. 譬如说一个参议员。
Do you support so and so so and so?
如果你问他，你是不是支持某某人，或者是某件事
？And the senator will answer, "Well, a better question is not whether or not I support blah blah blah." And they just go on and say nothing.
这个参议员会回答说 ，Well, 更好的问题并不是说我支持某人或者是某事，而是等等。
Governor, do you agree with blah blah blah?
或者另外一个问题，州长，您是否同意这个人所说的事情？
Well, you know there are many things to consider, and they go on and on and on and on.
州长的回答是 ：Well, 你知道有很多事情，这事情很复杂，有很多事情需要我们考虑。
15 minutes later, we don't have a clue what the issue is, but that we know their understanding or their plan to cure cancer and stomp out poverty. It has nothing to do with what we wanted to know.
15-20 minutes later, 大家还是不知道他们到底对这个对付贫困和治疗cancer 治疗癌症有什么具体的计划。
This really freaks me out.
这个实在让我非常的不高兴。
Paul was a yes or no kind of a person.
Paul 是一个什么样的人呢？要么就是是，要么就是非。
Not a yes and no kind of a person.
不是一个既是又非的人。
So we cannot be yes and no with the gospel.
对福音来说，我们不能既是又非。
And we can't be that. We can't be wishy-washy with biblical truth.
对圣经的真理，我们不能有一丝的动摇。
So let me illustrate for a second.
让我给大家举个例子。
So imagine a farmer and he has two fields.
想象一个农夫有两块地。
And he doesn't know it, but this field is very fertile.
他不知道呢，其中有一块地是非常的肥沃的。
It has the potential to yield 100-fold.
如果种得好的话，它可以回报你100倍的成本。
The other field is a poor field. It has the potential to only yield maybe once again.
另一块地非常贫瘠，大概只能回报你10倍的成本。
If the farmer is ambiguous and apathetic about planting the fields,
如果这个农夫不用心种地的话。
If he says, you know, 3 weeks into the season, he says, you know what, I'm going to plant my fields today.
如果他这个播种子晚了4个礼拜。
A couple of weeks later, he says, oh, maybe I should water.
浇水又晚了几个礼拜。
Oh, that was way too much water. Oh, well.
有可能一下子就浇了太多水。
Will he be able to distinguish between the good field and the bad field?
大家觉得这样一个农夫能够区分开哪一个是肥沃的土壤，哪一块是贫瘠的土壤？
Probably not, because there will be no results. Nothing will grow on either of them, right?
很有可能不能，因为两块地可能什么都长不出来。
So, or imagine Steve, our chemist here.
或者大家想象一下 Steve, 哎，我们的这个化学家。
When he's at work, I picture him with these big safety goggles and the mad scientist robe.
他工作的时候，可以想象他戴着一个很可笑的这种面具，然后穿着很长的白大褂。
Mixing his chemicals and giggling and all kinds of stuff.
把各种各样的化学品搅和在一块儿。
Would he get any results if he was just ambiguous and just, yeah, let's kind of mix this and mix that and had no clear measurements or anything?
如果他不用心做实验，没有一个明确的这个衡量标准的话，大家觉得他会做出什么结果吗？
He says, yeah, probably.
他跟我说是可以的。
No, of course not. There will be no results.
肯定没有什么结果。
That type of attitude, that just ambiguity and all of that, it produces no results.
这种模糊的态度呢，不会产生任何结果。
I mentioned in the English worship service some time ago.
我在以前的一个英文聚会的时候提到了以下的一点。
Our witness to who Jesus is and what He has done should not breed indifference or spread indifference. It should cause a reaction.
我们对基督耶稣的见证，对他所行所为的见证，应该能够造成有影响，而不应该是让别人觉得没有任何区别。
So let's read the results, the reaction from Paul's preaching.
我们现在读一下这个《使徒行传》中有关这个保罗这个讲道之后会众的反应。
So go ahead in whichever language you prefer.
对，《使徒行传》13:42。
Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue.The people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath.
散会以后，犹太人和敬虔进犹太教很多人多有跟从保罗、巴拿巴的。二人对他们讲道，劝他们勿要永久在神的恩中。
On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowd,
就满心妒忌，应驳保罗所说的，并且毁谤。保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们人。是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人。因为主从这样吩咐我们说，我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。外邦人听见这话，就欢喜了，赞美神的道。凡预定得永生的人，都信了。于是主的道传遍了那一带地方，但犹太人挑唆前进尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。二人对着众人跺下脚上的尘土，就往以格念去了。门徒满心喜欢，又被圣灵充满。
So that is the result of Paul's preaching there in Antioch.
这个就是对保罗传道之后会众反应的一个总结。
And we're just going to look at make a few observations of this, and then briefly look at the results more, or analyze the results.
我们会做几点观察，然后总结一下这个结果。
So first, at the close of the service, there was chatter, there was excitement.
首先呢，在这个讲道结束之后呢，观众议论纷纷，而且很兴奋。
People were nodding in approval. There were smiles. There was warm wishes.
大家点头同意，有微笑，也有很这个热情的这个赞扬。
There was curiosity, there was questions and hope.
也有这个比较感兴趣的提出问题的人。
The people weren't repulsed by Paul. They wanted more of what he had to say.
会众呢并没有被这个保罗给给击退，而且他们是反而相反的，他们是需要想知道更多的东西。
One of the things that I've noticed is that some Christians, they do stupid things and then they boast about their persecution for being a Christian.
很多情况下呢，我观察到呢，基督徒呢，做一些比较愚蠢的事情，而且吹嘘呢自己被因为自己是基督徒而被破坏。
If you're being persecuted for doing something stupid, you're being persecuted for doing something stupid, not for being a Christian.
实际上呢，你们并不是这些人并不是因为作为基督徒而被破坏，而是因为他做了这个愚蠢的事情而被破坏。
So 1 Peter 4:14-15.
彼得前书四章十五到十六节。
Says if you're If you're insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
So let us not waste the opportunities that God provides by being annoying, argumentative, abrupt.Or abusive.
所以我们不应该呢，在宣讲福音的时候呢，以一种奇怪的态度比较鲁莽的态度言语不敬的态度，或者是争论的态度，这样会浪费时间。
When we share the gospel, we should leave people wanting more.
相反呢，当我们宣讲福音的时候呢，我们应该达到这样一个效果，就是让人们听了之后呢，想知道更多的东西。
So, two, Paul prioritized proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the word of the Lord.
第二点呢，保罗呢，实际上优先宣讲了上帝的话。
He testified to the death and resurrection of Jesus.
他见证了耶稣的死亡和复生。
He proclaimed the promise of God to Israel.
他宣讲了神对以色列的这个以色列的这个promise.
Okay, and then he declared that the prophecy was fulfilled.
他宣布呢，这个预言会实现。
And of course, he made known the messiahship of Jesus.
当然呢，他也宣讲了Jesus 就是这个救世主。
So can you imagine the results of say he got up and he started instead of proclaiming the word of the Lord, he got up and he started promoting his tent making business.
大家可以想象，如果保罗站起来没有这个宣讲神的这个话的话，而是这个为他的这个做帐篷的生意做广告，会有什么效果？
That wouldn't have had the same results.
显然效果会不一样。
Right? One thing I learned in graduate school is this.
研究生院我学到的一个东西是这样。
There are two ways to get a job.
有两种办法你能找到工作。
One is the numbers game.
数字游戏。
And the other is making sure you know the right people.
另一个办法就是这个你认识应该认识的人。
So when everybody completes their degree, they send out their resumes to everyone in the world.
所以当你快毕业的时候，你会把你的简历投给很多很多人。
They start strengthening their relationships to the important people around.
他们会和身边重一些自己认为重要的人呢建立起关系。
They practice their 8-second elevator speech or whatever.
他们很努力的这个训练自己能用八秒钟把自己的这个长处讲出来。
They are not walking on eggshells.
他们并不是在这个鸡蛋壳上走路。
They are passionate and purposeful in making themselves known.
他们非常这个有热心的，想让自己能为别人知道。
And I wish that we would promote Christ with the same intensity.
我真心的希望我们能也以这种态度来这个宣讲上帝的话。
I wish we had the same passion.
我希望我们能有同样的热情。
Not long ago, Matthew 9:37-38 was explained to me.
不久前呢，有人跟我讲了这个马太福音九章三十七到三十八节。
Jesus says to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest."
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
What is the issue that Jesus is addressing there?
耶稣在这里想要回答的问题是什么呢？
It's not an issue of harvest.
并不是收获的问题。
There are plenty of people waiting and willing to hear the gospel.
其实外面有很多人呢，很希望，也很真心的想听到福音。
The problem is the workers.
问题在于呢，没人给他们传福音。
People are eager enough to promote themselves.
人们总是非常花很多时间在这个为自己做广告的上面。
But either we're too busy or too afraid to promote Christ.
那要么就是我们太忙，要么就是我们没有信心，我们不去传扬上帝的福音。
And then three.
第三点。
Paul had great confidence.
保罗呢有十足的信心。
He knew his calling to proclaim the gospel.
他知道自己被拣选去宣讲福音。
Now this is something that I struggle with personally.
这一点呢，我自己个人是非常的争斗。
I don't go to the store. I go as little as possible.
我基本上不去商店。
I work at the Christian College.
我在神学院工作。
And then I spend the rest of my time here at church. It seems.
我其余的时间呢在 ECCC。
But I make it a point. We do one outreach as a family.
我们呢这个整个家庭呢做一件事情。
And that's our soccer.
就是我们在这个当这个足球队的教练。
So in coaching soccer, I'm very intentional. This is supposed to be our outreach to the community.
所以在当足球教练的时候，我很明确，这是我们为这个社区服务的一个机会。
And at the beginning of the service, I address the parents.
这个季节开始的时候
，I want to make sure that they know who's coaching their children.
我会跟家长们讲清楚我是什么样的一个教练。
And I let them know, yeah, I work over at the Bible College, and I serve at the Chinese Church.
我跟他们讲得很清楚，我在这个新希望神学院工作，我也在华人有进华人基督教会工作。
That's enough, right? They know I'm a Christian.
这应该很明确了，大家都知道，从这个介绍都知道我是一个基督徒。
Well, last year I was a little bit convicted by that.
去年呢，我这个有点被这个所自信。
I thought, you know what, I need to.If I'm really going to be if this is really outreach, then I think I better evangelize a little.
我这个说服自己呢，要做一点传福音的事情。
So I psyched myself up for the last three weeks that I was going to say something at our closing party.
我下决心呢，在这个球季要结束前的三个礼拜呢，我就决定呢，这个在。这个球季后面的这个派对上面呢，我要说一些东西。
So I spent weeks trying to get just the perfect words and just to get it right.
所以花了好几个礼拜啊，准备这个最完美的这个话语。
I was so nervous, I couldn't communicate, and it was awful and awkward.
结果呢，我很紧张，我没办法有效的去交流，而且呢，这段话讲的非常的这个绕嘴。
I asked Floria, how'd that go?
我问别人我讲的怎么样
yes, she agreed. It was awful.
她说很糟糕。
It ended up being a justification for praying, and that's about it.
最后呢，让人感觉我的话让人感觉到我是在为这个祷告所做这个找一些理由。
It was awful.
所以非常的awful.
For me, it is easy to get up here and speak to all of you.
对于我来讲呢，站在这里给大家讲道非常的容易。
And the reason is because you guys expect me to. You ask me to.
原因呢是大家都希望我在这里讲。
Right, just like Paul. Yeah, come on up and speak.
就像保罗一样，他是被叫上来讲。
That's easy. There's no, I'm not sticking myself out there and say, hey, let me speak. I have something to say.
这个比较容易，因为并不是我这个挤破头出来想要。自己上来讲。
What about when we're not asked to speak?
但是当我们并没有被叫上来讲的时候，我们应该怎么做呢
？What about when we're in the gas station or the grocery store?
当你一个人在商店里或者是加油站的时候，你该怎么做呢
？I'm convinced that there are two things that are helpful.
我自信呢，有两件事呢可以帮助我们。
First is a deep appreciation for the gospel.
第一个呢，是对这个福音的深信不疑的感谢。
Are we conscious of the effect that the gospel has on people?
我们是否对这个神的福音对人的影响有深刻的理解
？Does the gospel have a positive effect on people?
是福音是否对人的生命有正确的影响
？Yes. right?
是对的。
Does it change lives?
福音是不会改变人的生命呢？
Doesn't it change lives for the better?
福音是不是把人的生命改变成了更改变得更好呢？
It has, not only does it have eternal, we'll talk about that in a second, but it has implications, it has benefits for this life.
不光是一个永久的未来的这个福音的好的影响，而是对此时此刻人的生活都会有影响。
The gospel has the power to transform sinners into saints.
福音呢有能力把这个邪恶变成好的东西。
It removes guilt and shame.
它能够改变人的罪恶。
And it helps us to be the people that we are supposed to be.
它能够帮助我们成为一个我们应该做的人。
But it also has effects eternally.
当然了，它也有这个未来的永久的作用。
It removes the fear of death.
它能够让我们把这个对死亡的这个恐惧转移走。
And it removes the fear of hell.
挪走我们对这个地狱的这个害怕。
The gospel is good news.
福音是一个好的信息。
So if we have that within our hearts, it will come out.
如果我们把福音放在心中的话，它自然会浮现出来的。
The second thing that I think is helpful is having a strong sense of call or duty to proclaim.
第二点我觉得可以帮助我们的是呢，我们每个人都要有一种强烈的责任感去宣传福音。
And I've noticed that since I've gone from just Bible study teacher to deacon, and now I serve as the assistant pastor, I've noticed it's easier for me to stand up and say something for Jesus.
当然对于我来讲呢，因为我的这个身份从只是传道人变成现在的助理牧师，所以我觉得对我来讲比较容易站上来传扬福音。
I have more confidence because of this title.
由于我有这样一个这个头衔，所以我觉得信心比较大。
Because people expect a pastor to be preaching.
因为大家都自然而然的期望这个牧师去传道。
The problem with that is that my courage is based upon the expectations and the thoughts of the people around me.
但问题在于什么呢？问题在于我的这个信心，我的勇气来源于什么呢？来源于大家对我的期望。
If we had a sense of calling, just in accountability to God with the gospel, I believe that we would be much stronger in proclaiming Christ.To those around us.
但是如果我们有一种来自内心的这个宣讲上帝的话语的强烈的责任感的话，那我觉得我们宣讲上帝话语的时候会更自然一些。
So I pray that you are convinced that God has called you, that He has commissioned you, that He has empowered you to make Him known.
所以我希望大家呢能够相信呢，神呢已经给予了你这样一个权柄，就是要宣讲他的话。
God does not take us out of the darkness.And bring us into His marvelous light, so that He could hide us under a basket or under a bowl.
上帝把我们大家从黑暗中救出来，并不是为了把我们藏在一个碗的下面。
Another great passage I encourage you to read is 2 Corinthians 5 and 6, where it points out how we are ambassadors for Christ.
还有一段经文，我希望大家读的话，《哥林多后书》第五章十一节。
Paul was simply doing his duty.
保罗呢，实际上是在做他应该做的事情。
He was just doing that work to which he was called.
他是被做神所呼召他做的事情。
And each one of you in here who are Christians, it is your duty to proclaim Christ.
我们在座的每位基督徒都有责任去传讲上帝的话。
We don't need a special title or anything. It is what we're supposed to do.
我们不需要一个特别的身份才能这样做。这是我们每个人应该做的事情。
To declare the love and the lordship of Jesus.
去宣讲上帝的爱和宣讲上帝的预言。
We do that, and then we just leave the results into God's hands.
我们只需要这样去做，然后把这个结果交给上帝的手中。
So the results.
Okay, so 结果是什么呢？
Paul and Barnabas were absolutely rejected.
保罗和巴拿巴呢，在安提阿被这个驱赶出去。
Now, had they been annoying or ambiguous or even fearful, you know, the Jews said, whatever, these guys are nobody.
如果他们 讲话的时候更有外交语言的话，比如说模棱两可啊，不是那么的这个惹人讨厌啊，也许他们不会被驱赶出去。
But because they were bold, because they were skillful and effective with the gospel, the Jews became jealous of the crowd.
但正是由于他们直截了当，正是由于他们言语非常有技巧，而且非常有效果，所以犹太人才会感觉到有嫉妒他们。
And it says that they became verbally abusive against Paul.
这些犹太人呢，在言语上呢，重伤他们。
Even still, even though they were rejected, the disciples rejoiced.
但即使他们被驱赶出去了，他们心里还是非常，内心还是非常高兴。
So for that and another reason, I believe that this was a success.
我相信呢，这是一个成功。
Right? They were rejoicing. They were happy with the results.
因为他们对所看到的结果心内心感到高兴。
Even though they were rejected and chased out of town and all of that.
即使他们被驱逐出境。
As a matter of fact, they did the exact same thing at the next city in Iconium.
事实上呢，他们到了另外一个城市，就是伊康，他们做了同样的事情。
The results that they were looking for is that many heard the word of the Lord.
他们所要看到的结果就是很多人听到了上帝的福音。
We are not responsible for the result.
我们对所产生的结果并不负责任。
We're just simply called to faithfully proclaim the word of God.
我们只是被上帝招来去传扬他的话。
Let us quit walking on eggshells with the gospel.
让我们别在这个带着福音在这个鸡蛋壳上走路。
Let us boldly proclaim it, just straightforwardly.
让我们很勇敢的、直截了当的宣扬上帝的话。
When we do, people might get upset.
我们做这样的事情的时候，大家可能有些人可能会觉得这个不舒服。
But others will be saved.
但另外一些人呢，可能会因此得救。
Those results are up to God.
这些结果呢，不在我们掌控之中，是在神的掌控之中。
Those who are committed to Christ will be moved by God into particular opportunities.
那些这个遵从于神的人呢，会被神所用。
Like Peter in chapter 12 and Barnabas and Paul here in Antioch.
就像十二章中我们讲的彼得，这一章中我们讲的巴拿巴和保罗。
So wherever God moves us.
所以不论上帝在哪里用我们。
Let's make the most of those opportunities.
让我们充分利用这个机会。
Let's actively train at church.
让我们在教会中呢，能够积极的参与受训。
Let us make the most of our position and our abilities and just have a great attitude to learn and declare the gospel.
让我们充分利用自己的身份，在社区中的地位，能够充分的传扬福音。
Let's not waste opportunities by being wishy-washy or trying to walk on eggshells.
让我们不要浪费机会，不要有一丝的动摇，不要像一些人那样在这个鸡蛋壳上走路。
Let us just be upfront and honest with the gospel.
让我们这个非常有信心的，能够直截了当的传扬福音。
Let us just declare who Jesus is, that He is Lord.
让我们对所有人宣布耶稣基督是谁，他做了些什么。
And we'll leave the results in God's hands.
然后把结果放在上帝的手中。
Let us pray.
让我们大家祈祷吧。天父我们感谢赞美你，感谢你借当拿的口把上帝的福音传给我们我们知道这世上有很多人有很多事情对基督徒都不是那么有利不利于我们传扬福音，但希望您给我们力量给我们一颗勇敢的心，让我们能把福音传扬在我们周围的所有人的口中，让我们不要有任何忌讳，把结果交在您的手中。以上不会圣父奉主耶稣名求，阿门。